Welcome, everyone. Tim and I are here to do a Scal's Top 4, as you've probably heard in a previous one or in this one, for the Royal Rumble 2021 that's coming up. Today we are going to be doing the men's Top 4. So these are the people that we think are most likely to win the Rumble. How are you today, Tim?
Doing all right, Cliff. I do okay.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love the Royal Rumble. I love this time of year. It's great. And there's a lot of free agents out there and a lot of people that could show up in these different Rumbles. So it's just so many. The potential is crazy.
Right. I think that adds to the excitement of why the Rumble is the best time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll catch to surprises in our next one. On this one, we're just going to be focusing with the men's entrance.
That's right.
So mostly the people already on contract with WWE.
That's right. And if you missed our women's one, that one's already up. Go get it.
Right. So, Tim, you want to take us away with your first pick for the men's Rumble winner?
I'll take you away. I look at my list, and I feel like they're all kind of weird picks. So I'm going to go with the one that I think a lot of people could consider, and that'd be Keith Lee. I think Keith Lee is awesome. I think he's got a very interesting look. He can talk. He's just a very positive person. And I think if they got behind him, he would be amazing.
I agree. I agree with you so much. I also have Keith Lee on my list.
Perfect.
For people.
Yeah, I love Keith Lee.
Yeah. I wasn't really well-versed with him prior to his tenure in NXT and everything, but like everything about him is just impressive and fun to watch.
Yeah.
And I liked the little bit of shock factor when he came out and like Brock looked genuinely surprised by how large he is.
Yes, that was fantastic. Called him a big boy.
Right.
And that's what we need, more stuff like that to happen.
Right. So yeah, I am all for Keith winning the Rumble and then winning all of the belts and just walking around with all of them all the time.
So it makes sense. Why is he the women's tag team champion? He doesn't have a partner. He's
I don't
not a
care.
Lady.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, I hope he wins. Yeah, Keith Lee is fantastic. So I would love to see him on top.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since you had Keith Lee, I guess I'll pick another one.
Sure.
This one I don't think you have. I don't think you have Mustafa Ali.
I don't, but I'm on board.
So he's a heel, but he's generally the nicest human being on earth in real life. So it's kind of fun. If you were going to pay off this awful angle with Retribution, what better way than to have him win the Rumble, maybe even throw out Daniel Bryan at the end? I don't know. It would be a lot of fun. And I think there's a lot of potential you could do with him. Otherwise, he's going to flounder and disappear, and next year he'll just get cut.
Right, and I feel bad for him because like he got hurt at the absolute wrong time.
Yep. Yeah, he definitely did. He was going to get this big opportunity, and they couldn't do it.
Right. So, yeah, you know, just because somebody gets hurt once doesn't mean that he should be labeled injury prone for the rest of his time with the company.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Daniel Bryan believed in him. I mean, look at Drew Gulak. Like, it drives me nuts. That guy's so talented. Why aren't you using him more? I don't get it.
Right. Yeah.
I don't get it at all.
Right.
But yeah, I would love to see Mustafa Ali have that angle pay off in some fashion, because you have so many good wrestlers hiding under masks that are doing a bad gimmick.
Right, like Dominik Dijakovic is very good.
Yeah, when he's not beefing with people on Twitter, he's great.
Yeah.
and Mia Yim is also very good. So
yes,
and Slapjack whatever.
Yeah. Dio okay. Madden, right? Mace,
whatever
is the other guy. Yeah, you know,
I don't even know. So who you got next?
So next I got another big boy that I think should win the whole thing. And that is going to be Big E.
Mm. Yeah.
Formerly of, you know, the New Day, but still sort of the New Day. But like, he's another one like that's just got everything, right? Like he can talk and he can go.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
just put the belt on him. Let him win the Rumble.
He's fantastic. He's earning it. I think it's too soon. From their perspective, I think it's too soon. But, you know, if it came down to him and the other two members of the New Day, that would be fantastic. If it came down to him and Dolph Ziggler, maybe, you know, because they have history, right. That would be really cool. There's so much potential.
Yeah. I think it's like one of those things where, like, where I agree with you, like the company probably thinks it's too early, but like the fan base is not going to think it's too early.
I mean, they've made dumber mistakes before. Why not just do the dumb one that we want?
Right. Right. I mean, they listened to us when, you know, we all wanted Kofi to have the belt, and that turned out fine. Like, Kofi was great with it. Why not? Why wouldn't Big E be great?
Right. Big E's super talented. I've always enjoyed Big E. Every time he does that dive, I cringe. Cringe.
I'm glad, like, that now, like, when he goes for the dive or, like, the spear, like, out through the ring rope, it turns into him just getting, like, kneed in the head because he's too large to be doing that all the time.
He did that. I went to, I was in the fourth row at a show. He did it to Braun when he was with the Wyatt family. And I cringed because they hit the barricade right in front of us. I was like, holy crap, that whole thing moved.
That's a whole lot of man.
A ton. An absolute ton.
Right.
Crazy.
All right, Tim. So who do you have next?
Well, I'm saving my dark horse for last. So I'm going to say Jey Uso. And the reason I like Jey Uso is because I like the whole idea of the tribal chief and his family holding all the cards. And I think it would go good with that gimmick, especially if he doesn't cash in on Roman. He tries to go after Drew or whoever, and they just try to take over as part of that storyline.
I agree. I think that could be interesting. I mean,
it could be very interesting. At first, I was going to put Jimmy Uso, but I don't think he's cleared. But the same idea, like him... just like, trying to take over.
Extend the family across all brands.
Right. And I think that's one of the strongest gimmicks they have right now, that whole storyline. So why not feed into it in the Rumble as well?
Right, and then they can bring Nia in.
Mm-hmm, they could.
And
that's it. And then she'll hurt everybody. But if you had, what if, you know, Jey succeeds and Roman loses at the Rumble. Could you imagine something like that happening?
Oh, that would be crazy.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. So there's a lot of things you could do. Not that they should, but there's a lot of options.
Yeah, I think that's another, like, would be an interesting one. Like, definitely a surprise.
Yeah.
Like, Victor.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of legs to it. I don't think they'll do it, but there's a lot of legs to it, and I like that.
Yeah.
All right, what's your final guy for me?
I actually have two more.
Well, I don't pay attention very well.
So I'm going to save my dark horse for the end also. Mm-hmm. So another person I could see winning it would be Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because like he's talked about wanting to wind down his career soon. So right. Like let him win the Rumble. Let him have one last run with one of the titles. And then like have his like send off to being like a part-timer.
Right. That would be good. I think his contract's up soon, too, so it wouldn't be a bad time to put a belt on him.
Right, if you want to keep him and then keep him part-time, like, just... And I don't think anybody would be upset if he won the Rumble. He always, like, clearly gives it his all.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, always seems to be, like, the Iron Man in the matches when he's in them.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic in those matches. He's good at wrestling the big boys, and a lot of time the Rumble is... can we get this big son of a bitch out kind of story going on. So he does really good at that.
Right. And like, I mean, you and I could go on all night why Daniel Bryan is just great. So.
Right. Right. It's in my eyes. I didn't think anything could beat his yes movement face run, but his heel vegan, evil vegan gimmick is like my favorite. That was one of the best things I ever saw.
The Planets champ, which was actually like a good guy.
Right. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, he was getting retweeted by PETA, and like,
right,
it was insane. Yeah, it was good.
So, Tim, your last one?
Well, I struggled with who I wanted my last one to be, because right on the outside, I don't know who your last one is, so I'm sorry if it's one of these people I'm going to say, but like on the cusp of being in my list was AJ Styles and also Sami Zayn, and the reasons being, you know, it's never a bad idea to give AJ a big accolade like this.
Right.
And, for Sammy, Sammy's is another contract thing. His contract's up soon. And I think they want El Generico to show up in AEW. So they might decide to do that. And he's arguably doing the strongest work he's done in a while. But instead, I think what I want more than anything, because I think you have to make NXT important, and I think it's important to have somebody challenge for the NXT championship off a Rumble win. My last pick is Kyle O'Reilly. And I think what you do is he's lost twice in very good and very close matches to Finn. I think you have him ask for a match. He won't give it to him. He wins the Rumble, and then he takes the win at WrestleMania for NXT.
Yeah, that's great, like, just storyline-wise, right? Because why else would Finn let Kyle have another match?
Exactly. And then there's more you can do. Like, the Dusty Tag Team Memorial Tournament's going on. You could have Cole and Roderick Strong win the tag if you wanted.
And right.
You can get Fish to pick up North American. If you do that, it really it shows you that the UE is super united, and it doesn't matter who's on top, just as long as they all have the belts.
Right.
And I think that's an interesting dynamic that no stable has really done.
Right, and then there's nothing wrong with Finn carrying the NXT title for another couple of months.
Right. No, that's fine. Yeah, I think there's a lot of cool storyline ideas I've come up with that they won't do.
Right. I think that ends up being a lot of our wrestling combos on here, is like storyline ideas that are most likely better than whatever they end up doing.
Right. For sure. I mean, Kyle O'Reilly's so damn good. I got to see him wrestle once. He was ROH champ at the time. And he's just so incredibly good. Super talented. I was so happy he had that first match with Finn. I was like, finally, people are going to see what this kid can do. He's so good. So, so talented.
Yeah. All right. Well, my last pick.
Who's your final guy?
My final pick is along the same lines as you. I also feel that NXT needs to be represented on this. And this person is somebody that was apparently supposed to have been brought up to SmackDown over the last couple of weeks. But the two people, two top guys on SmackDown have said they don't want him involved in their storyline because it doesn't make any sense. So Damian Priest was apparently supposed to have been called up on SmackDown to interfere in the Roman Kevin Owens thing.
Okay.
And that just doesn't make sense.
Right.
So that's why he stayed in NXT right now. But like, I think him winning and then again, like, challenging Finn or going after Roman, like, make that like a part of the storyline. Like, hey, you said you didn't want me here. Like, I'm going to tell you why I should be at the table.
Oh, that's interesting. That could be like, good.
Like, there's like your story. And like, I mean, Priest, you know, puts on decent matches. Like, he's got like a good look and everything like that. It would be like definitely a surprise if he won.
Right.
But like, I think like you can do again a lot with it storyline wise. You can build from it and like again put NXT as being the third brand that's on level with Raw and SmackDown.
Right, because you did such a good job of doing that 2 years ago, but that's it. You haven't really touched on it again. And they need to.
Right, it's like NXT's going to have its
like NXT's competing with AEW.
Right, and AEW is like the big brand. But like you're trying to say NXT is the same as Raw and SmackDown, well then make it the same as Raw and SmackDown. That's just where I'm at with that. So that rounds out my top four men's wrestlers to win the Rumble.
I think they were strong picks. I think that we had some really good storylines being tossed around, and hey, maybe one of us will get lucky and be correct this time.
Hopefully.
Well, I think that's about it. So thank you, Cliff. And everybody, check out the women's one if you haven't.
And we did it.
And stay tuned for our surprise entrance and returns coming up soon.
Yes. See ya.
Thank you.